And behold, the Lord passed by in a great and strong wind, rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice.
Jesus.
Very first thing that I heard when I woke up this morning in my spirit was listen. God was saying something to my spirit. Listen to me today. And it might have been a phone call. It might have been news that rattles you maybe this week. Maybe recent events that you've seen on the news. He speaks in a small voice when he is close. And he is here today, and he is close as he's ever going to be right here, right now, in this place. I encourage you to listen to his voice today, to hear and receive what he has for you in this place. It's not going to be loud. It's going to be a gentle voice. Receive his gentle voice, his gentle spirit, as it is here in this place today, in Jesus' name.
Joy at the works of your hands.
This next song is a new song we just learned, and I hope it touches you like it did me the first time I heard it. Has there ever been a situation in your life that you thought for sure by now would be resolved? Surely this is not still going on in my life. I am not still waiting for my marriage to be repaired or my finances to get better or my healing to come or my child to find their way back. Surely I am not still praying about this 10 years later. Have you been there? I know we all have. And I'm sure when they walked around the walls of Jericho 7 times, I'm sure that seemed like a process that would never end. And I see it is sometimes during these times, we would never know that he really is our comforter. He is my confidant, my confidence, my friend, my hope, my promise keeper, like we sung last week, my way maker. And I feel like there's been a theme is even though we don't see it happening, we don't maybe don't even feel it. Sometimes I don't feel it happening. Are you even hearing me? Do you hear the words I am praying over and over again? And I know I'm not alone in that. So sometimes we get frustrated in the process of this, but even though I don't feel it, he's working. Even though I don't see it, he is working. These walls are going to fall at some point.
Right, amen.
Amen. Yes. And it may not be how we think it is going to be. The outcome may not be how my human mind thinks it should be. Actually, it's probably not because, but all things work together for good, and it will be the best thing for me.
Faithfulness, faithfulness.
will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet.
Never failed me yet.
Faithfulness, faithfulness.
Hallelujah. I don't want to stop what God is doing right now. I believe, I want to pray for the gift of faith to be released right now in this place. I want somebody to find somebody and pray with somebody right now in Jesus' name. I don't want to hinder what God is doing right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There is a move of the Holy Spirit taking place in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. You, Lord, you are moving in this place in Jesus' name, Lord. I want to be sensitive, Lord, to what you're doing in Jesus' name. Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you for your goodness, God.
I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are faithful.
Hallelujah. Have your word straight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Keep it.
is who you are.
You're the waymaker,
waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, 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 waymaker, miracle worker.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working.
I'm gonna raise my hands, I'm gonna bow myself, I'm gonna
gonna do my dance because you're worthy. I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. I'm gonna raise my hands. I'm gonna bow myself. I'm gonna do my dance because you're worthy. You brought me this far, over mountains and through valleys. I'm overwhelmed. I gotta celebrate your mercy. I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. I'm gonna raise my hands. I'm gonna bow myself. I'm gonna do my dance because you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough, Lord, you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough, Lord, you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough, Lord, you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough, Lord, you're worthy. I'm gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. I'm gonna raise my hands. I'm gonna bow myself. I'm gonna do my dance because you're worthy. I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. I'm gonna raise my hands. I'm gonna bow myself. I'm gonna do my dance because you're worthy. I can't say it loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough. Lord, you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough. Lord, you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough. Lord, you're worthy. I can't say loud enough. I can't say strong enough. I can't say big enough. Lord, you're worthy. I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. I'm gonna raise my hands. I'm gonna bow myself. I'm gonna do my dance because you're worthy. I'm gonna lift you up. I'm gonna bless your name. I'm gonna lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. I'm gonna raise my hands. I'm gonna bow myself. I'm gonna do my dance because you're worthy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. I feel so good to be in His presence. For your touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Consider it such a privilege to be a part of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I want to say a sincere thank you to those that helped out of hand, especially Brother and Sister Woods and Sister Amanda, who took it out of their way to make sure our children got to go and be a part of the children's revival on Thursday and Friday night, FAC Aurora. What a great time they had. And some filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, and just thankful what God did in those services. God, I thank you, Brother and Sister Woods, and Amanda, for your sacrifice and making it possible for them to go and be a part of that. Real quickly, many of you know, coming up the end of next month, Illinois Youth Convention is taking place, and so we have already reserved some rooms, and young people are excited about going, but like with anything else, it is kind of a trip. There's finances that are involved, and so they're going to need to raise some funds, and I know that so many of you are so gracious in your giving and helping our young people make it a part. They are willing to do the work, and so Brother Spencer is going to come right now and just kind of give you a little fundraiser they're going to do, you can be a part of. He's going to give you the details on that if you give him your attention here for just a few moments.
Okay, so as you said, Youth Convention is the end of next month. We have a few things that we're going to be doing to try and raise money for that. Starting today up until May 25th, we are going to do a silent auction in the back. It is going to be where you can get a car wash, a full car wash detail. It's a Friday night of babysitting, Saturday night babysitting. You can rent a teen for 2 hours. You can rent a teen for 3 hours. You get some homemade meals brought in and delivered, home-baked goods, and then you can spring clean with a teen. So these are all going to be in the back. You guys can bid on them. The bidding goes on for 1 month. On the 25th, we'll announce the winners. At that time, the money for the bid will be due. That way, we can use the funds to go to Youth Convention. Also, next Sunday, the 4th, after Sunday morning service, the youth is going to be doing a taco fundraiser. So downstairs, we'll have all the food for you guys. It is by donation only. But we'll have a full taco meal for you guys. And then the last Sunday before we leave, we will have one more final hurrah to try and raise up the last funds, and that is going to be a youth bake sale, and that, again, is going to be by donations, and it will be after Sunday morning service on the 25th. So,
thank you, Brother Spencer. Looking forward to our young people going and being a part of that. Other announcements taking place, I want to remind you, Financial Peace University happening here tonight, 6 o'clock, continuing in our lesson, we're in the third lesson. Hopefully you've done your homework and spent the time necessary to follow along with the curriculum. You don't necessarily need the curriculum to be a part, and we invite you to come and sit through the lesson even if you do not have the curriculum, but just want to, we all want to understand more how to handle God's money, God's way for God's glory. Amen? And so that is happening tonight. So good to see, went out on me somewhere, Chris, Deidre, good to see you guys in the house of God this morning. Joyce Kamen, I believe it is. Thank you so much for being in service with us this morning. Why don't you applaud those that have come? So good to have you here. God bless you. I'm excited about what God is doing in us and through us, being a part of this great gospel. Why don't you stand to your feet? Realize we are somewhat longer than normal in our praise and worship time. I do not apologize for that in any way, shape, or form. But you know me, I'm not long-winded, so I'll try to keep it short and sweet and to the point. But I believe the Lord want to talk to us this morning. Matthew chapter 28. Brother Sound Man, if I get a little bit more monitor, maybe I won't scream and yell as much and ruin my voice. Matthew 28. So 16 through 20. It says, then the 11 disciples went away to Galilee to a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Lo, I am with you always. For all times, we would say always. Lo, or behold, or pay attention, or hear this. Lo, I am with you always. This doesn't mean you shouldn't fly, because lo, never mind. Behold, I am with you always. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you upon that subject. Three simple words. With you always. With you always. Do I remind you, if you would like to avail yourself to going and being a part of the visitation, Brother Leon Grimes, they are celebrating his homegoing today, a funeral there at FAC of Aurora. The public visitation is from 4 to 5 p.m. this afternoon, so if you would like to go and make yourself a part of that, then a celebration service from 5 to 6:45. And continue to remember the church family, FAC of Aurora, as they deal with the unexpected loss of a dear saint. And I just wanted to give you that information. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Often when it comes to our thoughts about God, we find it easier to think about Him in the cosmic sense. An eternal God who was and is to come, an abiding constant in the heavens whose presence is prevalent throughout the universe. Though we may not understand all of that and all of its implications, and I hope that I am standing before people who believe that God created it all and spoke it into existence. And when we think about God, often it's in the cosmic sense. It's often in a sense where it's almost, and I hesitate to use this word, but it's almost some sort of agnosticism where we believe in a God, but truly understanding who He is and all that He is, we seem to think, and rightfully so, it's just all too wonderful. It's all too magnificent to think about those things. When it comes to the understanding of His abiding presence in a personal sense, we often struggle with the concept. To truly understand what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But it's as if the perception of an omnipresent God is more perceptible in relation to everybody and everything else than it is in relation to me personally. Know this God in a very intimate sense. To have a walk and relationship with Him. I'll prove that this is the case for many people and at many times, even us that profess a close walk and relationship with God. Sometimes we struggle to truly understand what that means and how that works. For example, when we read the Bible, we often associate with what is written upon the pages in one of two ways. We do it either in a historical context, those things that did happen, those things that we read about, and from the Old Testament into the New Testament, and the foundation of the church, and the letters to the churches, and we see them in a historical context concerning the events that have already taken place. Or we read the Bible in a prophetic context, thinking about those things that have yet to come. Those things that have not transpired yet, that are spoken of or written about upon the pages, and we see it in a prophetic context. But what about the gap between what took place then and what will take place in the future? What about the right here and the right now? In my opinion, one of the greatest revelations concerning the eternal Word of God is the potential of what has taken place historically and what will take place prophetically to impact me presently. To look and read and research and study about those things that have happened and see the things unfolding that will happen and understand that the God which was and the God which is to come is the same God which is right now. So we look at the Bible and I hope that we can take both the historical context and the prophetic context, both what has happened and what will happen, and understand that that same God is working right here and right now. See, often in our services we reference the presence of God. If you do a little study of that word presence, the etymology of the word is the Latin word presentia, meaning present or at hand. So when we're referencing the presence of God, we're talking about what is here, right here, and right now. But when we talk about the presence of God, often it's in a collective sense. We'll say, oh, there was a sweet presence of God in that place. Or we'll say, man, the moving of the presence of God. You felt the moving of the presence of God. Or we'll say, well, there was a powerful presence of God in that place. And I understand what we mean, and I'm not demeaning those phrases. I get what we're getting at, if you will. But we need to understand that in reality, God does not change. With Him, there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God does not move in the sense of fluctuation. There is not a greater presence of God here now than there was last night when it was dark and the lights were out and nobody was here. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere present. He is constant. But what changes is the manifestation or our connection to the presence of God. It isn't really that God moves, it's that we move. God is ever abiding. He's here. He's constant. He doesn't change. He doesn't fluctuate. But what does change and what does fluctuate is our connection or our attachment to it. That's why the Bible says, if you stretch forth, you'll feel and find that He's not very far from any one of us. In other words, His presence is always there. I'm gonna mess with your mind a little bit. To wrap our brain around the reality that the presence of God is just as strong and just as constant in the bar down the street as it is. The presence of God does not change. It doesn't fluctuate. It is always there and it is always constant. But as we connect to the presence of God and there's manifestation of the presence of God, as people connect and as a congregation we sing and we magnify the name of Jesus, we're not really magnifying what the name is. It's already exalted. What we are magnifying is our perception of the name and its power to work in our midst. I don't mean to belabor the point, but I think in context to what we read, where Jesus is expressing to the disciples in the text of our reading, think about it. Think about what is happening or what has happened. Think about the historical context and the prophetic context of what Jesus is saying to the disciples. These are guys that have been with Him on a continual basis for somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.5 years. Walked with Him, they've talked with Him, they've ate with Him. They have rubbed shoulders with Him, if you will, on a continual basis. And then not too many days before this, they saw Him as He was taken from them and He was tried and He was convicted and crucified and He was hung. And then they took Him down from the cross. He was dead. And they buried Him in a tomb. Then they find out, well, He's risen again. And the Bible says that He shows Himself to them, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. So they go from a continual walk and a continual time with Him as they walk for 3.5 years to Him being taken from them. And in a physical sense, they see Him and they understand that He is crucified upon a cross and He dies and is buried and then He's resurrected as He said He would be. He even told them before. If you read it in Matthew 26, He told them that He would meet with them. After He had risen, that He would meet with them in Galilee. He told them. So now this Jesus is meeting with them. He is resurrected and they see Him as a resurrected Savior and He's there. And then He says, all power in heaven and earth is given unto Me. Go. And He gives them instructions as to what they are going to do. And then He makes this statement, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. And then not too many moments later, He ascends.
stand around gawking in the heavens. This is the same guy that just said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world." The end of the world? I'm not trying to be humorous. What I'm trying to is think about the context. Now here the disciples are. They've been with him for all this time, and they've seen him resurrected, and he says, and it's hard to deny that all power in heaven and earth is given unto him. He was dead, and he's resurrected. And then he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching and observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He sends up into heaven. Angels have to come down and they say, what are you guys standing up? What are you gazing up into the heavens? Time to go and do what he told you to do. But he said, "Lo, I'm with you always." And we just saw him. He ascended. He's gone. How can he? It seems contradictory. It seems like he said, I'm with you always, but then he leaves. See, what Jesus is trying to get them to understand is that when the tangible goes away, the intangible remains. "Lo, I'm with you always." You see, this, here's the thing we need to understand. When the goosebumps go away, and the tears stop flowing, and the emotions stop swinging, and all those things cease, we need to understand he's still there. When we get up and we're done praying and we're done crying and we're done worshiping and the song stops and the beat ceases, we need to recognize he didn't leave. He ain't in the beat and he ain't necessarily in the words. He's with us always. And when those things are gone and I don't feel him anymore and my senses, the intangible is still present. He's still there. Dancing feet fall still and the arms come down and the clapping comes to a stop and the voices become silent. His presence remains. We walk out of this place and we shut the lights down and we all say our farewells and we go do our thing. Guess what? His presence remains. When I'm living for him and when I'm not living for him, his presence remains. When I reject him and I shun him and I push him away, his presence still remains. "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." I'm there. You can't get rid of me. You can't push me far enough away. You can't tell me to get lost. You need to understand I'm there. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He's there. You see, what we need to understand, we have to mature beyond a manifestation relationship where I only sense him when I see evidence, when I only recognize his presence when I feel the goosebumps, when I only recognize his presence when I'm lifting my hands or lifting my voice. We got to mature beyond that. Our relationship with him cannot be based upon a manifestation relationship, because there are going to be some times like Job. "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him." Manifestation of it. I don't have the goosebumps. Listen, you need to understand, when you're praying and you don't have the goosebumps, he's still there. When you lift your hands and you know, even in your mind you wonder sometimes and you got to get back, you need to understand he's still there. "But he knoweth the way that I take." He knows. He's there beside me through every trial, through every circumstance, through every situation. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He's there always, at all times, and in any situation, and in any circumstance. He is there. Hey, fellas, disciples, you need to understand, you have to know that I'm still here, even when you don't see me and you don't feel me. Lo, I'm with you always. Even though you see me ascend into the heavens and my physical presence has departed from you, you need to understand that my spiritual presence abides. The power of the Holy Ghost is still here. And I begin to think about it in this context. You see, often people's and their sense of self-worth comes from what they have in a temporal sense. Did you just stay with me for a minute? Possessions, achievements, relationships, all these things that are, when we understand the reality, they're temporal. The possessions that I have, the achievements that I have, even the relationships that I have in a physical nature, they're all temporal. They all fade. Possessions become lost or broken or stolen or misplaced. Achievements eventually lose their luster and they don't shine like they used to. Relationships, people abandon and they reject. Relationships are broken. Because they're temporal. This is what the writer of Hebrews said. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. Why? How am I content with such things? How do I not allow possessions to define me? How do I not allow the achievements and relationships of life to give me a self-worth? How is it that I can have or not have those things and still have a sense of self-worth? Here's what he said. Because he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. My sense of self-worth doesn't come from what I have, but rather who I have with me. I'll say that again. My sense of self-worth doesn't come from what I have, but rather it comes from who I have with me. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And when possessions, I realize the futility of possessions and achievements. And I realize that people abandon and people reject. I will not fear what man can do unto me, because I know in whom I have believed. I know who I have. I know that he said he will never leave me nor forsake me. I know he said I am with you always. And when other people turn away, he stays. When other people reject, he doesn't. He stays. What about those individuals that really struggle with the concept of never being left or forsaken, because really much of what they've known in life is lost and abandoned. Been run out on time and time again. Maybe it was parents, maybe it was a spouse, a loved one, a relationship. It seems like if I look back over my life, preacher, there's a lot of loss, abandonment. Are you really telling me that there is someone who will keep his promise? You're really telling me there's someone who says, lo, I am with you always. Yes. Someone who is constant, ever abiding. He never leaves. He never forsakes. He never turns aside. He's ever there. He's an ever-present help in time of trouble. I don't have to worry whether or not he's there. He's always there. Even for those that don't want to be with him. Even if they have run everybody off and have burned all the bridges back and they continually push people away, they reach a point in their life and feel nobody wants to be around them. Guess what? They need to realize there is still one who remains. There is still one who is there. There is still one who you cannot push. We can't run fast enough. We can't do bad enough. We can't push away strong enough. It doesn't matter how far we go or what we do. What we need to recognize that he's there. He's there in everything I do, everywhere I go. He's there. Psalmist said it this way. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. There's no place I can go. There's nothing I can do. I look back over my life, I'm reminded, even the times when I wanted nothing to do with God, He still wanted everything to do with me. Lo, I am with you always. See, we have trouble understanding that, because in our logical mind, in our human mind, based upon our human relationships and the way we think, who would stay around when all they get is rejected? Who would patiently wait for attention while all the other party did ever was just ignore? Tell you who. The one who is with you always. One who is always there. He's always there. He's always there in every situation, in every circumstance, no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm at. He's always there. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. It is the most popular scripture read what we consider to be Christian funerals. It's printed on many of the pamphlets, handouts. It's the 23rd Psalm. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Thou art with me. Why? Because there's comfort. There's comfort in the understanding that when I don't know, He does. The hereafter comes and I don't know what to expect. He's with me. I can trust Him for all eternity. But I can trust Him for my future. I can trust that He was in the past. Can I trust that He's here in the present? Even while I'm toiling, even while I'm working, and even while I'm wondering, God, do you see? You know what I'm going through? Do you know what I'm dealing with? Yes, He does. Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Whatever you're facing, huh? Whatever circumstance surrounds your life, presently know that the presence of God is there. He sees every tear. Knows every trial. Whatever the circumstance, lo, listen, I'm with you always. Know this, when others walk away, you're rejected and left, and you feel like you're all alone, please know that you're not. Know that He's here. Lo, I am with you always. I'm so thankful that I found that kind of relationship where I just don't have to think about Him in the cosmic sense. I don't have to think about Him as being throughout all the universe, has all the stars, and He holds the whole world in His hand. I can understand that He's right here at hand. He's right here beside me. I can cry out at any time. He's as close as the mention of his name. Why? Because, lo, I am with you always. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that you never leave nor forsake. Thank you that I can trust you. I can depend upon you. You're always there. You're a very present help. You're always by my side. Lo, I'm with you always.
When I walk through deep waters,
these altars are open.
I know you will be with me.
He's here.
When I'm sad,
thank you, Lord, that I can trust you.
In the fire,
you can talk to me.
I will not be overcome.
You need a ear to listen. You need a shoulder to cry on. He's here. Lo, I'm with you all.
Valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not.
Never leave you nor forsake
you.
I experience rejection and I experience abandonment, so you don't have to.
In the midst of
I'm here by your side.
Sorrow,
I am the comforter, the paraclete, the one who comes.
The dark of night will not hold. Take me.
Be encouraged this morning, saint of God. Lift your head up, brother or sister. You got someone with you.
Lord, define.
Don't let your self-worth be defined by your relationships or your possessions or your achievements. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
I am not alone.
Let me find myself worth of the understanding of who I have beside me.
You will never leave me. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. You amaze me, redeem me. You call me as your own. You amaze me, redeem me, you call me as you own. You amaze me, redeem me, you call me as you own. You amaze me, redeem me, you call me as you own. You're my strength, you're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. You've been healing to my soul. I am not alone. I am not alone.
Oh, can you sing it?
Oh, you know before.
Can you sing it in the realization that he's here? His presence does not change.
I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. You amaze me, redeem me. You call me as you own. You amaze me, redeem me. Call me as you own. You amaze me, redeem me. You call me as you own. You amaze me, redeem me. You call me as you own. You're my strength. You're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm.
these trials, you've always been faithful.
You bring healing to my soul.
I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
You go before me. You will never leave me.
I'm not alone. I am not alone.
You will go before me. You will never leave me.
I am not alone. I am not alone.
You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. How can we lift our hands, lift our voice? Thank you, Jesus. You're always there. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. One I can depend on and trust. I don't ever have to wonder. For you said, lo, I am with you always. And we applaud the Lord for his goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We praise you, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. Your grace, your truth. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Always proper and right to continue praying if you feel to do so. I bless you. You need to go. Consider yourself dismissed. Jesus' precious name.